Brett Hull, Executive Vice President of the St. Louis Blues, NHL Hall of Famer, two-time Cup winner, and three-time NHL All-Star. Brett Hull, good morning.
How are you guys?
We're doing really well. How are you?
Doing good, thank you.
All right. So far, you know, it's, withstanding the Nashville Predators, who came out of that Chicago series with a four-game sweep, at least the Blues got one win. So what do they do for game four that's different to get even?
Well, that's a good question. I think you've got to get a little more traffic in front of Pecorine. You got to get more pucks at the net. You've got to hit the net more. It's a hard series. The Nashville Predators, in all the series I've seen so far, whether it's the first round or second round, I don't think there's a group of guys that work harder. They seem to have the forwards have a real focus on coming and playing hard defensively. And that's not always easy when you're a real good forechecking team, because usually you're down low. But it seems like every time St. Louis gets the puck and starts moving it out, there's two or three guys back in the neutral zone and helping the D and they're really playing a good five-man defensive game, and there's not a lot of room out there.
Brett Hull, kind enough to join us, Hockey Hall of Famer, 741 regular season goals, plus the 103 in the playoffs. And I bring that up because I'd say Vladimir Tarasenko is the guy that has the nose for the net. At least he'd be the most comparable current Blue to what you did. You got that playoff goal-scoring thing figured out pretty fast. Your first 4 years in St. Louis, 36 playoff goals. What do you see in the game now that makes it easier or harder to come from behind? I was going to bring that up because we've had a lot of come-from-behind wins. You'd think there'd be less, right, because there's less goals being scored. What do you see?
Well, I agree with you. You think it'd be harder with the way the game is played. You got five guys on the defensive side within 15 feet of the net. Then you add the offensive guys, and so you've got eight or nine guys within 15 feet of the net. It's amazing that any pucks even get through to the goalie. It's an incredible different style than when I played. You forecheck, everybody collapses to the front of the net, and the point men are wide open. And when I was in St. Louis, I'm not sure I would want to play against us like that when you've got Al MacInnis and Chris Pronger on the point back there wide open. But, that seems to be the way every team plays it. There's a premium on blocking shots. It's really surprising. And, like we said, it's surprising that, two-goal leads are, they don't really mean anything. And it's just it's a battle of attrition. You just keep throwing the puck at the net. It almost seems like the puck goes off your own team and in more than it does the other team, which is, I guess, a challenge in itself when you're there blocking shots. That's something that can happen. But it's, the guys are so big and so strong, so fast. They work so hard now, too, in the offensive zone. It's really a different game than I ever, I was kind of find my way around and get open. And, I would think that would be the easiest thing now. But then once you do, with all those guys around the front of the net, it's hard to get it through.
With Brett Hull, Hall of Famer, St. Louis Blues Executive Vice President. I think many people thought when the Blues traded Shattenkirk that they were kind of shutting down on this season, looking forward to the future. So the fact that here they are, with a win 2-2 in round two, kind of surprising. I mean, your thoughts on how the Blues got here and in the way that they got here?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, the one thing I've always believed in is if you have a unrestricted free agent and he's told you he's not going to sign, well, get rid of him and get something for him, whatever you can do. And Doug Armstrong did an unbelievable job, especially when the whole league knew that Shattenkirk had said that he is not signing here in St. Louis. He wanted to go back home, back east, to the New York or Boston area. And to be able to get what he did was a great job. So I don't think they ever said that we're going to quit on this season, but we're also not just going to lose a great valuable asset that we have for nothing. So that was first year. I believe the team, you know, Ken Hitchcock got fired in the middle of the season, but these players were taught a foundation of play by Ken Hitchcock that not a lot of coaches can teach. It's preparation. It's commitment to the details of the game. It's a commitment to the team. They're physically maybe not the greatest group. When I say that, I mean size and speed. But from the neck up and the cerebral play, I don't think there's a better team in the NHL than the St. Louis Blues. You know, from Pietrangelo to Tarasenko and Knight through the whole group, they play with responsibility. They move the puck very well. They move it to the right areas. They do the right things. And I really think the only detriment to their game is maybe their physical attributes of maybe not quite as big and strong and fast as some of the other teams.
Brett Hull, kind enough to join us. You're a legendary Blue, most goals in franchise history. There's so many proud players that have at least played part seasons, right? Chris Pronger, Bernie Federko, Adam Oates. It is incredible.
Doug Gill.
Yeah, Doug, yeah.
Wayne Gretzky.
Well, I bring it up because you won in Dallas and you won in Detroit. I've been to St. Louis for playoff games. The passion is unmatched. It really is. And it's been like, did the Blues, being a Blue, did that ever leave you? Did you feel like you had to go somewhere else at certain points in time to win those cups? And it was the right time to be in Dallas. It was the right time to join that Super Wings team. But it never really left you, did it?
No, it's a very special place. And I think Nashville is kind of going through what St. Louis went through, you know, when Bobby Plager and Barkey Plager and Glenn Hall were here in the late 60s. And they're building a fan base. And, you know, you're never going to take the St. Louis Cardinals out of St. Louis, but there is a fan base here for the St. Louis Blues that is second to none. And, you know, it's a special thing. And we haven't won a cup yet, but we have put together a group of teams over the years that, you know, I think we made the playoffs for, I don't know how many.
At least 20. It was at least 20. Yeah.
That's hard to do. And there's always seemed to be a little piece of something missing. And, you know, when I was here, I thought for at least 2 years we had a legitimate shot at winning the cup. And it seemed like it was like almost like a curse in my mind. You know, first Cujo gets hurt. And then the next time, with Wayne, Grant Fuhr gets hurt, and so it, those things, when your number one goalie goes down, it's hard to win in the playoffs. And, you know, it's just one of those things. And then some years, you know, I think, you know, Mr. Caron, God bless his soul, took the trade deadline a little too serious, and instead of looking at our group and saying, okay, we've got a good group and maybe add a little piece on the outside that'll help with depth, decided to try to hit the home run, and then they didn't always work.
And such an incredible fan base in St. Louis. It's a rare market where, you know, obviously the St. Louis Cardinals are way out there, but where the Blues come in that market when it comes to hockey in the United States, I mean, especially once you get out of the East, man, they are second to none.
It's incredible. The fans... you know, the true hockey fans here in St. Louis are incredible. We do a few times a year, we get the season ticket holders together and we have a little soiree before games, and we get together and drink a couple of beers and, you know, talk and appreciate them and what they've done. And one of those nights is the legacy. And there's, I believe, 100 plus people that have had tickets since day one. And that's really an incredible thing. After all these years, 2017 from 1967, to still have that many people that have original season ticket seats. You know, through the years where we almost lost the team to all the ownership changes, to going from the old barn to the new arena, the Scott trade, and to have that many people, and then you look and there's hundreds and thousands more that yet we, after those first 2 years, my family got tickets and we've had tickets ever since, and it's a great, and they're so active in the community and doing things here in St. Louis and the surrounding areas, and the Blues alumni is incredible, led by you know, Kelly Chase and Terry Yake and Bruce Affleck, that we've raised, you know, almost $10 million for the local people over the last few years. And it's a great hockey community.
We loved having you on today. At the soiree, are the season ticket holders limited to only two beers? Can they have a third? Do you have a third?
We're still in bed with Anheuser-Busch. They can have as many as they want.
I thought two was limit. Yeah, it's not a cash bar like at a wedding. Yeah. That's good. That's good for you guys.
You know, the real good season ticket holders, they get there early and they stay in late.
Hi, Brett Hall. It's been an absolute treat to have an opportunity to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you, guys, and keep enjoying the playoffs. It's been great so far, and may the best teams win.